My freshman year of high school, I discovered my love for poetry. Ever since, I've been writing and performing and even organized a poetry team at my school. Last summer, I was chosen to be New Hampshire's third Youth Poet Laureate, making it now my mission to share the value of poetry with others. But it wasn't always this way. Until I was about 5 years old, I was selectively mute. I was fully capable of speech, but found myself unable to speak in specific situations, especially those that were unfamiliar or intimidating. Generally, I was willing to speak to my immediate family and sometimes a close friend or two, but throughout the school day or in public, I stayed silent. I feared that I'd be judged, and I didn't trust my own voice. This forced me into a lot of introspection for a five-year-old. All the time I spent not talking, I was listening, processing, and thinking. I was the quiet observer of all that happened around me. My teachers slowly coaxed me into saying a word every now and then, and eventually, as most selectively mute kids do, I grew out of it. Today, I am far more talkative than I used to be, although sometimes I slip back into the mindset of the observer. The only difference is that I'm able to channel this observation into my voice. I think before I speak, and I have learned to trust my words. In the moments I prefer not to be speaking, I write. I've been keeping a journal since middle school and have gone through 11 notebooks in the last 4 years. I've realized the joy of writing poetry and organizing my thoughts into something that feels profound. It takes trust for me to put my writing out there. When I write, I'm trusting that the reader will understand what I mean, even when it's hidden within similes and metaphors. When I perform my poems, I'm trusting myself not to forget the words, the microphone to keep working, and the audience not to hate it. Yet, I love getting up on stage and reciting my poetry. Giving my trust to all these factors is a wonderful rush. Most of all, I get to have my voice be heard, and there is nothing more gratifying than that. I recently discovered one of my favorite poets, Atal Adnan. She's a 93-year-old woman from Lebanon who was once an art philosophy professor in California. Her poetry is incredibly unique. It's abstract yet relatable and always leaves me wanting to know more. I reached out to her via email with questions about her life and creative process. I asked her how she discovered her passion for poetry. She responded, "When I was 19 or 20, I started university, and there was a professor who introduced us to poetry. He managed to convey to us his belief that poets were the most important people, who wrote what mattered most. I got addicted. I felt that reading these great poets was the only thing that mattered. I read Baudelaire, Gerard de Nerval, Rimbaud, and felt they were talking to me. I found an affinity for them. I felt that I was getting to know them somehow more intimately than the people I was living with." It takes trust to dive into something creative. Atal Adnan trusted her professor when he told her about the importance of poetry, and she built her life on it. She trusted the writing of these French poets so deeply that she felt as if she were with them. She continues, "We have to find what inspires us most to each his or her discovery. You may like to study the whales or chemistry or economics. We have to find what can create a passion within us. I wish, though, that regardless of their other interests, young people read poetry because poetry opens up the soul, the most inner being. It connects you with yourself, gives you a center, and makes you more capable to face the world. I wish more people trusted poetry the way Atal does. Poetry certainly makes me more capable to face the world, and I want others to share that feeling." Paulo Coelho says, "Trust your reader. Don't try to describe things. Give a hint, and they will fulfill this hint with their own imagination." Atal Adnan seems to do exactly this. One of my favorite short poems by her is simply titled H. It goes, "No, let it go. You came up with stairs and coffee. I lost the key to the butter." This poem could be interpreted in a multitude of ways, so I asked her to tell me more. She said, "The poem you liked is probably what poetry can do. Help you express these feelings that are not hard, but rather subtle, like the soul itself. I suppose that in that poem of mine that you mentioned, I wanted to express these heartbreaking moments when we're inadequate, when there's a misunderstanding, when somehow we miss it. One comes with coffee, hopefully, and the other one, for no reason whatsoever, can't find the butter, so that the magic is just gone. She made me understand that this is a poem essentially about broken trust. When you trust someone to bring coffee, when you trust that the butter will be where you expect, and the feelings of heartbreak and inadequacy that come when these things don't work out. Through these simple examples, she's able to say something profound. Adnan's poetry has given me confidence to allow my poetry to be more abstract. She concluded her email with, "I hope you go on. There are not many poets, to say the least, so we need each other. Happy New Year, Etel." And with that, I felt she trusted me to go on as a poet and to share her message with others, which takes me to this moment, trusting my voice, trusting you, and trusting this microphone not to fail.